there's not enough income to support the TIF. So having said that, the hope would be that this whole area would, in the next 5 to 10 years, grow rapidly. Based upon that, it's a slam dunk. Most TIFs can be for as long as 20 years. Actually, this one's projected less than 20 years. About 16 is what we're projecting, but if that takes off and all of a sudden, as Steve says, we got 30 new houses out there, that TIF will get paid off immediately. However, up front, if it's a no vote, the developer's walking, we're walking, we cannot financially afford to do this because the city no longer does what they used to do many years ago, which was what somebody brought up, which is build roads, water, and sewer for you, and then assess that back. That's essentially how the city got into the ownership position. That's exactly what happened in the beginning when this thing went bankrupt. They rolled and they paid for the water and the sewer and the installation of that. And the owners at that time, I think everybody remembers 2008 quite well. At that time, they went upside down. Unfortunately, leaving the city with about $1.2 million or $1.4 million in debt. And so consequently, there's no practical financial way it can move forward with a no vote.